foundation. You saints of the Lord, it is made for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have led.
Welcome to the Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. The Bible commands us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our goal is to help you understand the Bible better so that you can apply it to your life. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using, The Promise and the Blessing by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III, the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Covenant and the Cross podcast. This is episode number 93. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to help you better understand the Word of God, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is the story of the covenant which God made with His chosen people, Israel. And the New Testament is the story of the cross, which signifies the fulfillment of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, with Israel, and the formation of a new covenant with redeemed people from many nations. We always, as we should, like to start out with the Word of God, the Holy Bible. And today's passage of Scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 9 through 13, which reads, "Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye may prosper in all that ye do. Ye stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, your captains of your tribes, your elders, and your officers, with all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and thy stranger that is in thy camp. From the hewer of thy wood unto the drawer of thy water, that thou shouldest enter into covenant with the Lord thy God, and into his oath, which the Lord thy God maketh with thee this day, that he may establish thee today for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto thee a God, as he hath said unto thee, and as he hath sworn unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." Now, beloved, regarding this passage, Dr. R.C. Sproul notes in the Reformation Study Bible, "In terming this a renewal of the Sinai covenant, we should remember that the covenant was the same, but the people were not. All those over 20 at Sinai had perished in the wilderness. Many of the people under 20 then, now between 40 and 60, had seen the great events but had not taken part. Now they too were to affirm the covenant. Today's covenant and the cross quote about the Bible, about the Word of God, is from A. Galloway. He said, "The Bible is a book that stands alone. There never was, nor ever will be, another like it. as there is but one sun to enlighten the world naturally, so there is but one book to enlighten the world spiritually. May that book become to each of us the man of our counsel, the guide of our journey, and our support and comfort in life and in death. Our topic for today is titled Just Looking for a Home, Part 12, from the fine book The Promise and the Blessing by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. And of course, I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this fine book and work, The Promise and the Blessing by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. It is available on our website for just $20. He goes on to share with us about a perpetual trust. The idea of a perpetual trust is a legal concept that takes the stipulations beyond the present generation. There are several indications of this concern through this section of the text. Most specifically, Deuteronomy 29:15, which states that in addition to the people standing there, the covenant covered those who are not here today. The context suggests that the reference was to their descendants. Incorporated with this section are guidelines for a ceremony in which the people of the nation would renew the covenant on a regular basis. As laid out in Deuteronomy 27, this ceremony was to take place at Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim, a pair of peaks located in the central highlands. Here, large stones were to be set up and whitewashed. On these stones, the words of the law, the covenant between God and the people, were to be written for public observation. Following this, the people were to gather on the two mountains, six tribes on Ebal and six tribes on Gerizim. The tribes on Mount Ebal, today characterized as a barren peak, were to proclaim the curses that would result if the people did not obey the covenant. The tribes on Mount Gerizim, in contrast, a well-forested peak, were to proclaim the blessings that would result as long as the people obeyed the covenant stipulations. If the difference in the mountains was this significant, this ceremony must have provided a dramatic visual image. We are not told specifically when these renewal ceremonies were to take place, but Deuteronomy 31:10-13 suggests that it would be associated with the Sabbath year celebrations. At that time, the people were to gather at a specific location, unnamed in this context, where they would have the entire law read to them so that they would be familiar with and follow its precepts. As we read the blessings and curses, we note that there is a heavy emphasis on the curses as a warning. Furthermore, there is a progression to them. This aspect would be significant later when Josiah rediscovered the law and noted that the people were at the next to the last step. Joshua 8:30 shows that the Israelites observed this ceremony during the conquest as commanded. We have no record of follow-up celebrations, but it is likely that they took place during periods when the people tried to obey the entire law. However, the failure to observe this ceremony was part of the reason the nation eventually suffered exile. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. It is tight, but it is right. For sinful human beings as we are, have mercy and grace upon us. Forgive us of our sins, our failures, and our faults. Crush and crucify our flesh, and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit to obey all of your holy word. For your glory, praise, and honor, and for the salvation of those who are lost around us, help us to make that commitment to your holy word and to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to The Covenant and the Cross on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless.